whatever we have seen is the external factors. Now, you have seen in external factors what that company, everything happens outside the company where company is not directly involved, and these scenarios are not in the hands of the company so as to change, but it has to act according to the changing outer circumstances or outer surroundings, or maybe according to the external developments. Now we will see into the internal factors. What are those internal factors, or what exactly internal factors means? Where the company is directly impacting and restricting yourself either to invest or to purchase certain assets. So, the internal factor refers to those factors which are related to the internal conditions of the firm, such as the nature of business, then size of the business, expected return, its cost and the risk involved for it, the asset structure of the business, structure of the ownership, then expectation about the regular and the steady earning, age of the firm, liquidity in the company if the funds and its working capital requirement, restriction in the debt instruments, control factors and attitude of the management. So, all these factors constitutes the internal factors. One by one if you go, you will understand that how exactly the finance manager is involved in the process of decision making for the finance. The internal business environment comprises the factors within the company which impacts the success and the approach of the operations. Unlike the external environment, the company has control over these factors. But in external factor, company doesn't have any control on the factors which are already we have discussed. So it is important to recognize the potential opportunities and the threats outside the company operations. However, managing the strength and the internal operation is the key to the business success. The role of the company leadership is essentially an internal factor. Your leadership style and the other management style directly impacts the organizational culture. Many times, very often, the firms provide a formal structure with its mission and the vision statement. Mission and vision statement is mandatory for all the companies as per the Companies Act 2013. Some cultural implication which results from the leadership approaches are, number one, value of the employee, number two, the positive and negative nature of the employee company, and third one is effectiveness of the communication level of the family and the friendliness which is within the company. These three areas, if it is improved and it is properly controlled, then this company can fairly doing the good business. Within the economic and legal environment of the country, the finance manager must take the financial decision keeping in mind the numerous characteristics of the firms. Impact of each of these factors upon the financial decision will now be discussed in the following lines. Number one, it's a nature of business. As an internal factor, how the nature of business impact the finance manager to take the financial decision. What happens, nature of business, it may influences the pattern of investment in the firm, firm's makeup of the capitalization and the firm's dividend policy also. In manufacturing and public utility concern, bulk of the funds, that is large amount of the funds, have to be employed in acquiring the fixed assets. While in the trading concern, there is no requirement of acquiring of the certain fixed assets. So, large amount of funds are invested in the current assets in case of the trading firms, whereas in manufacturing firms, large amount of funds are invested into the capital assets. As among the manufacturing industries, fixed assets requirement is the capital goods industries would always be higher than the consumer goods industries. Distinction. Then impact of the nature of the business activities on making up the capitalization should also be closely examined by the manager, that is finance manager. Sometimes the company wants and he is engaged in the production, say for example the staple food, then or staple goods, then in that case stability in their level of earning as demand of the business depressions and booms comes on the way many times. So in view of this, the staple goods industries, they should place, they always places the heavier reliance on the debt for acquiring the additional funds for the business. On contrary to it, the level of business earning in fluctuating in the cases of the industries undertaking engaged in the production of non-essential products because of their demand and the product changes in consonance with the economic oscillators. That means, where there is a demand, now staple foods or staple goods, there is always growing demand for this. Whereas, some of the items where there is no continuous demand, in that case, the investment is little bit less. So, finance manager cannot, if he works in non-staple food industry, non-staple good industries, then it will be difficult for him to acquire the funds or to garner the funds for the company's requirement. But as far as food industry is concerned, because there is a heavy cash flow, he will be in position to get the better finance from the outside. Management of such a companies should not choose to burden themselves with fixed charges. So, public utility concern and the industrial concerns manufacturing the essential products because of their steady and slow rising earning may pursue a liberal dividend policy to declare the higher dividend rate. This is the outcome of what we have discussed. Then size of the business also matters. How big is your concern and how small is your concern? Big concern have a big capital, big production, big income and good dividend declaring policy. Whereas, small company which is recently started, it is always looking for the funds, it does not have the good history of declaring the dividend. So, investor in those companies are not as comfortably placed as the company in which they have invested, which is of the large in nature. Therefore, the size of business matters. Firms engaged in the same line of activity may have a different investment or investment pattern depending upon primarily on the scale of their operations. Relatively larger amount of the funds are required to acquire a fixed asset in the larger concern because these companies are automate their process and the production which is smaller firms cannot afford to do it. So, small firms with their limited amount of the capital can carry on their affairs by renting or leasing out the plant or equipments and building, while larger firms usually construct their own buildings and houses and the factories to acquire the plant and machinery to carry out the production work. In short, dependency and ownership are the two issues. If the large firm is there, it has got its own land, building, machinery and all production machinery. On its own it manufactures, whereas the small company, they are not capable to hold the land, they may get the land on the lease. They may not be in position to purchase the production machinery for which they have to depend upon somebody who can lease out that machinery and only lease rent can be paid. So, depending upon the size, depending upon the quantum of the funds, the companies can run. So that is why always say the size of the business also matters to take the decision on financial decision by the financial manager. So smaller the firm, because of the poor credit position, have limited access to the capital market, whereas the larger the firms, they are already in the stock market, they don't have any problem to garner the funds or to fetch the funds from the stock market. Furthermore, that these smaller organizations do not have the adequate amount of the fixed assets to offer any security for the securing loan. So they are always struggling, smaller firms are always struggling for getting the loan from the financial institutions. This is why the management in the smaller organization has to arrange the capital from the closely held circles. Even if the smaller firms are in comfortable position to raise the equity share capital, their owners would be hesitant to place the issue to the public offering with a view to maintaining their control over the organization. On the contrary, larger concerns find it easier to procure the goods from the different sources of the capital and from the money markets. Dividend decision of the firm is also influenced by its size. Smaller company may declare the higher dividend, larger company, because of the larger investment, it is divided into many people, less dividend they may be declaring. The management does not encounter any problem in persuading the shareholders who are in few numbers to aggregate their policy, because of the dividend policy such that small number of people, larger amount of dividend, large amount of investors, smaller percentage will be declared. Then expected return, cost and the risk is also another internal factor which influences the financial decision by the finance manager. Major factors which influences the investment decision are expected return around the project, its cost and its risk associated with the project. Where the dispersion of the outcome like is known and the projects are equal to the risk, financial manager would naturally go for that investment proposal which leads to the highest revenues in relation to the cost. Where different projects are having the degree of different risks and its allowances will have to be made for the absorption of the risk. This is usually done by the adjusting the discount rate, that is rate of interest which is employed to discount the future net cash flow of the project as per the present value, net present value. Thus, the greater dispersion of the outcomes and higher the discount rate is employed, which means that return will be reduced at the higher rate because of the allowances made for the risk assigned to the eventuality of the realization. It means finance manager in-house has to take a call on these factors like rate of interest, risk involved for the investment, for borrowing, then stability of the company. All these factors he has to take into consideration when he expects the higher return or lower return, depending on to manage the position of the finance, and also the cost of the borrowed funds, cost of investment also, and what is the underlying risk he is taking. This factor he has to take into consideration. Assets structure of the firm. What are the types of assets acquired by the firm is also directly impacting the finance decision. How? Firms with a sufficient amount of the fixed asset must rely on the debt to take advantage of the cheaper source of financing, its own assets. So cheaper finance they are always expecting. For example, public utilities and the steel companies can depend heavily upon the debentures, that is the instrument, debentures, for raising the capital, as they can mortgage their assets for securing the loan. But trading concern, whose assets are mostly the receivable and the inventory value, which are dependent on continued profitability of the firm, should place a less reliance on the long term debt, and they should depend upon the short term debt for the financial requirement. So these are two different companies. One is a public utility and steel company, that is, for example, I quoted, where there is an assets to see, touch and feel. It can be mortgaged, it can be pledged, whereas in trading concern these assets are not there. What is there? Only they have the book debts, and that is required to be get financed by the financing company. This is what I mean to say, is that asset structure of the firm also is important. So manner in which these companies, that is public utility and steel companies, are getting finance so easily, with a similar easiness, the trading concern cannot get a bank finance, or maybe from finance from the financial institution. Then structure of ownership. The structure of ownership is a private companies whose ownership is concentrated in a few hands. The management can find it easier to persuade the owners to accept the strict dividend policy in the interest of the firm. But in public limited companies, having a large number of shareholders, as I said earlier also, with the varying desires, the finance manager must insist on pursuance of the liberal dividend policy. Then probabilities of the regular and a steady earning. This probability, what are the chances of steady earning for the public limited company and for the private limited company? If you look at, while planning about the makeup of the capitalization and the deciding about the relationship between the debt and equity, the finance manager must visualize the trend of earning for the firm for the previous year or past few years also, and where the firm's past earning have been reasonably stable and the same tendency is likely to continue in the future also, or in the next year also, the reliance on debt may be desirable. Whereas the where earning of the firm have been regular in the past, but when the averaged over a period of years give a fair margin over the preferred stock dividend, the management may issue a preferred shares to raise the funds. When earning of the firm fluctuated violently in the past and the future earning cannot be predicted with a reasonable good certainty, it will incur the risk of issuing the debt. People will not invest in that instrument. When earning of the firm is getting fluctuated violently in the past, then the future earning cannot be predicted with the reasonable certainty, it will incur the risk of issuing the debt. Degree of stability in level of earning is potent factor influencing the dividend policy also. But in such a policy will be above the dangerous to the companies. Such a policy will prove dangerous to the companies whose earnings are subject to the great fluctuation. In such a companies, it would be prudent to declare the lower dividend to the public or investors, even where the business earnings are fairly high, in order to use them for maintenance of the dividend rate in the times, in the adversities. Then age of the firm. How old is your firm is also impacting for the investment by the investor, and older the firms, there is a longer period, there is a longer history of making the dividend payment. And if it is a new firm, then where there is an uncertainty of getting the proper return on the investment by the investor, is both the things makes a difference. So that is why age is always making a difference. So when you borrow the funds, they say how long this company is in the market, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. That company will be preferred because the history is available to study by the lender, and to make up the decision whether I can lend to this company or not. Whereas, for the new firm which is 1 or 2 years old, there is a higher degree of uncertainty from the lender's point of view. And he is not sure because of non-availability of the history of payment or repayment is available. Then, in that case, he is restricting himself, that lender is restricting himself to make the finance available to the company or offering any credit terms. So, the age of the firms plays a very crucial role in the decision making by the financial manager. Liquidity position of the firm and its working capital requirements. Liquidity position. It is a very important factor. Finance manager must consider the cash position of the firm and the firm's need of the funds to meet a maturing obligations and the working and fixed capital requirement while taking the dividend decisions. Dividends are generally paid out of the cash, and care should therefore be exercised by the finance manager to make sure that the cash is readily available to distribute the dividend. Availability of the large surplus does not always mean that availability of the funds or cash in the firms, particularly when the large amount of the sale has been done on the credit. By the time the sale proceeds are tied up or receivable are collected, the firm may need the funds to buy the material to process into the production. Thus, despite the presence of the profit and even if the availability of the cash, many times working capital requirement of the firms may so imminently that may warrant pursuance of the conservative dividend policy. So, even though you have company has a surplus funds, but since its activities are also growing on the larger scale, perhaps those funds are required to be utilized for the day-to-day operations or the future operations of the company or expansion of the company under the circumstances, it restrict itself to declare a lesser dividend than the previous year. Again, if the company has a sufficient amount of the cash resources in hand at the time when some loans are taken in the past are due, it would be advisable to the finance manager to conserve the cash to meet the past obligations and adjust the dividend pattern accordingly. Therefore, in many cases, the firms rely on their earning for financing and acquisition of the fixed assets. In such circumstances, too, the management must not be liberal in dividend distribution, at least for some years, even though the sizable profit has earned by the company. Then, restriction on the debt agreements. How much to borrow, where to borrow, when to borrow and what to borrow. These are the questions always faced by the finance manager. The provision of the debt contract, it should be carefully examined while deciding about the firms for the raising the capital and establishing the dividend policy, since most indenture contains the provision that prevents the use of additional debt or issue of debentures of the earlier type. They also restrict the payment of the dividend and sometimes they disallow the payment until certain conditions are fulfilled. Needless to say, the finance manager should make available to the board of directors of the company a brief of all the contractual provisions that affects the capital structure of the dividend in the way. Then, management attitude. What type of management and what is its attitude? What is the how, where they are focused? That is also important for the finance manager to take into consideration their attitude also. Of course, it cannot be computed or counted, but outside the world of the calculation, this factor also need to be considered by the finance manager. Financial decisions are influenced by the attitude of the management. The management attitudes that most directly influence and the choice of the financing and dividend policy are those concerning control of the entrepreneurs and the risk. Management desiring to maintain the control of the firm would like to raise the additional capital or additional funds needed by means of the debentures and preferred stock, which do not affect the controlling position of the management of the firm. However, if the company borrows more than what it can serviced by it, there is a every risk of losing the control on the company. Say small company, small units, if they want to go to the public, they fear that the control which I have or we may lose, because there may be, we have to give the voting rights to other companies, other people, other investors who are investing in the company. It is therefore better to sacrifice the measures of the control by some of the additional equity financing rather than to run a risk of all the control and credit by bringing the additional dose of the debt. That is why they are always saying that they are extending. How a company may be very good, but they are reluctant, or they are not intent to go into the market, public market, or they are not inclined to issue the initial public offers to the publics. In such a situation, finance manager would not have very much liberal or dividend distribution. Management attitude towards the risk and also determines the pattern of the capitalization of the firm. Conservative management would always prefer to tread on the beaten path and would always avoid incurring the fixed obligation of the rising additional capital, even though the recourse to the debt financing may be an advantageous to them. With this, we have completed the chapter that financial decision which is required to take by the finance manager. Thank you very much.